Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. My first guest this week on the show is Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, and a new show on CNBC that's streaming called Money Court. Later on, Coach Gibbs is here. Joe Gibbs, who for many years was a professional football coach and now has many cars in the NASCAR circuit. Ben Gillette from the team of Penn and Teller. And then we're going to talk about the logistics of trucking and shipping, which is in the news these days with Brent Hutto. Next hour, a fascinating book about the director, J. Edgar Hoover, and the time he spent with him. The author and the former FBI director, Paul Latursky, will be joining us. The professor from the Mecum Auctions, John Craman, we're going to talk cars. And Joanna Teblin will give us some advice about organization. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
July is one of the most patriotic months of the year. This is the perfect time for Flag Time to announce the launch of a special July Kickstarter campaign for Flag Guard. Flag Guard is a flag display unit that does more than just display old glory. Visit flagtime.com and click on the Kickstarter link to see what you've been missing when it comes to flying your flag. Not only will this unit protect your flag, but it'll also protect your home with a built-in security camera. A light sensor will unfurl the flag when the sun comes up and put it away safely when the sun goes down. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. Would you like to fly your flag at night? Turn on the LED light system. Everything is controlled from an app on your smartphone. Learn all about the Flag Guard at flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link. There, you'll see not only our prototypes in action, but you'll also learn about the July-only pricing and meet the Flag Guard team. Flagtime.com. That's flagtime.com. Visit flagtime.com and follow the Kickstarter link.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I'm very excited about a show that's called Money Court that is currently streaming on CNBC.com. And it's 6 episodes featuring our friend who is so successful in so many things. But, of course, we all know him from Shark Tank, affectionately known as Mr. Wonderful. Joining us right now is Kevin O'Leary. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
I am, as millions of other people, such a fan of Shark Tank. And now going into something that is really unique called Money Court. Explain this to us, because you have a couple of judges, but you are really over the domain of what happens to people who are in conflict in business. Boy, that happens every like 20 seconds.
Well, what's happened in our country is that the pandemic has logjammed the courts.
Right.
And so nobody can get a trial anymore. They have to wait for thousands of cases. So it could be years. But if you're in business and you're doing a financial litigation, you want it resolved. And so they're going towards arbitration. And what really Money Court is arbitration. People have decided and that they'll let me settle their dispute after hearing both sides. But I also want to understand the legal ramifications, because so many of these cases are contract law. And here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of judge reality shows on television, but these cases are not about your neighbor's cat making noise at night. This is real financial litigation. People are suing each other for money, and we're trying to solve these cases by finding the middle ground. And because money and emotion don't often, you know, they're like oil and water, they don't mix, it's very, very compelling television because I'm really trying to, you know, I understand these people have signed a contract because they have a real lawsuit, and they're trusting me to solve it. And so, you know, as one of the litigants said, I don't really like you, Mr. Wonderful, but I trust you. And there you have it. I would rather be trusted.
And in an arbitration scenario, a lot of times someone all of a sudden gets an attitude that there's a favoritism on either side. I don't see that happening here by any measure. But, you know, you are right. I've been in self-employed since 1977. And I always say that you don't run a business the way you want to. You run a business the way you have to. And when you get money involved, it ruins relationships, partnerships, family, divorces. I mean, it's a tough venture. And people get into these situations and frankly don't know how to get out and get into them sometimes because of ignorance of business.
You know, that shopping list of disputes you just listed, we have all of those in Money Court. It's some of them are just emotionally draining to watch because you've got situations where a mother is suing her own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, when I ran into that case, I couldn't believe it. And then as we peeled the onion on the story, you realize how damaged this relationship was. And yet I still had to decide, you know, based on the facts and based on the contract and based on what was occurring. But you know, your heart pours out to a family ripped to pieces for money. I mean, it's just, you know, and the thing is, people are going to watch the show and see themselves in it. They're going to see their uncles and brothers and sisters and mothers and family members. It happens to every family at some point. And I think that's one of the reasons it's such compelling television.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's something that everybody can relate to at some point. You don't have to be in business to relate to this situation. It could be something as much as loaning a brother money for a car. I mean, it really and truly does not exclude everybody that is not in the workplace as an entrepreneur. And I got to tell you something. I've often said when it comes to something that you're doing here, it's very difficult. Like in the entertainment business, I would like to go up and MC a performance vis-a-vis being the judge. In this particular case, it's got to be very difficult because you know, because of your experience, how tough it is, as you mentioned, to peel away the personal aspect of it and get to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. In fact, there's a case of a brother and sister, and you brought me right to the current moment. I was thinking about that case today. And how and what they did to each other, you know, just maybe they didn't mean to do it, but they did. And then all of a sudden you shine the harsh light of reality on the situation, and they've got to settle and then reconcile as family. I mean, it's just, I got to tell you, I remember, you know, I went into the taping of this thing and saying to myself, I've done so much television in my career. But when we were shooting the very first day in the Telemundo NBC studios in Miami, you know, you have all these professional sound people, cameramen, grips, lighting, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't watch television. They make television. They're professionals. They've seen it all before.
Right.
And I looked over at the line feed where there's a monitor in every room in the middle of one of these cases, and 20-plus people, pros, like the people working on the show that should have been making the show, not watching it, were glued to the screen. And tears coming out of their eyes. They were totally engaged. And I realized, wow, I've never seen this before. I think we have a monster hit on our hands here. I've never seen anything like it. And at the break of that, on that case, the makeup artist came over to me and said, I don't agree with you at all. I just think you made a huge mistake in that settlement. And she was really pissed off. And I thought, wow, she's totally engaged in this show.
Yeah.
She just became an equity owner in it. And I think that's what's going to happen when people watch.
I think the key to this, and I'm not saying because you're on the show, Kevin, I really mean this, is yourself. See, I have a philosophy when it comes to business. I never want to do business with anyone who's never had to make a payroll. If you don't know that feeling on a Friday afternoon figuring out, how the hell am I going to pay these people, then I don't want to do business with you. They'll listen to you because you've been down that road. You know what that road is like, and I think that has an enormous amount of credibility to the show. What do the two judges do, Kevin?
Well, thank goodness I have them, because Ada Pozzo was a, you know, federal judge. She sat on the bench. She has BS radar like you can't imagine. She's heard it all before. And Katie Fang is a contract lawyer, a litigator. And I need them because I want to understand where everybody stands legally. It doesn't mean I have to listen to them. but I need to know what they know. And I often listen to them because so many of these disputes are based around contract. And so, you know, that litigation between a mother and a daughter, there was a contract there. That mother made her daughter sign a contract, which I just find, but, you know, contract is contract. It has a signature on it.
Right.
And it's how we base our law. And I just, I really struggled with that case, I got to tell you. And I took guidance from Ada on that one because, you know, she's also a mother and she's a judge. I mean, the case is, these cases, you need all three. You need these two powerful women. I'm glad I'm with them because I need the support to make the decision. It's brutal. Sometimes it was brutal.
Can they appeal your decision, Kevin?
No. That's arbitration. That's the point. They have to trust you. And I'm glad to say that in the post-interviews when these people were asked, were you treated fairly, even if they didn't like the outcome, 90% of them did. So I feel I'm doing a good job. I want to get better. I always do. But I just listen to my gut. I listen to my instinct. And it's like you said, I agree with your philosophy. I have made payroll. I know how hard that is. And, I look at that anchor as my reality, and I try and let it guide me.
Kevin, this is a six-part episode that is currently streaming on CNBC. Go to CNBC.com to watch the episodes. Now, is there a possibility, because I concur with you, I think this is going to be a giant program, that it's going to go beyond that?
I think so. In fact, we're casting right now. And so if you have a dispute, you can go to the website, www.moneycourtnow.com, and register there, because I'm happy to hear your case. I mean, you know, it's sort of, I have a feeling the show's going to do very, very well, and we'll be doing it again, start taping the new season. And so if you've got a dispute, go there. It's, you know, www.moneycourtnow.com, and tell me what you're doing.
I'm very excited about this. Now, I have to apologize to you because I wanted to run down some of the great accomplishments you have had in a remarkable career. And, of course, time is always against us, and I know you are on a busy schedule. I will tell you this, though. I was a little surprised to know that you had a degree in psychology until I snapped to it and realized that great sales is part of psychology. So I ran off board there for a second. Of course, you have to have, you know, psychology to succeed in what you're doing, and the fact that you have many books that are available right now. I'm going to mention, if I may, Cold Hard Truth, Men, Women, and Money, and Family, Kids, and Money. And, of course, Shark Tank on CNBC. Kevin, I invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest. I have a lot of respect for you, and I wish you much luck with the show. It's called Money Court. That streams on CNBC.com. Kevin, you're not only a great investor and businessman, but a great talent.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much. Take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. I look forward to your return, okay?
Bye-bye.
Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank and now Money Court, Kevin O'Leary. We're going to take a pause for a few seconds, but we will return with more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamyl cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And our next guest, I was just telling before we went on the air, I'm very happy that he's here. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I am. I go back to the days of Fireball Roberts, Young Richard, Lee Petty, Joe Weatherly. And this gentleman has not only had one career, but two successful careers. Joining us right now is Coach Joe Gibbs. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? What a great time of the year for sports fans. We got baseball. But we've got NASCAR getting ready to go into our playoffs in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
We're kicking off the NFL season. I tell everybody, if you don't like either football or racing, you're probably on life support someplace. So it's a great time of the year.
I don't want to insult people who like golfing, okay? But I always said that if you find me watching a golf match on television, immediately call the emergency ambulance, okay, because I passed away. Joe, I meant what I said here in the beginning of the show. You have been a successful coach, the 20th and 26th head coach of the Washington Redskins. I mean, you coached them for 12 seasons, three Super Bowl titles, led them to eight playoff appearances. Then you switched to another career, and a lot of people are just happy with one career. You got two successful as a owner of the NASCAR circuit. They're locked in now with your drivers, Kyle, and the 2022 playoffs. What do you like better? I mean, did you always like, secretly, when you were coaching the Redskins, did you always like car racing or cars?
Well, my story is, I moved to Southern California when I was 16, and everybody out there in the 50s and 60s had hot rods and drag racing.
Right.
I fell in love with cars, but I was playing football. I wound up going into coaching, obviously, and spent those years coaching, loved it. I was a technical person when it came to football. You know, I helped design, coach, call plays. When I moved over to racing, I took a different role for sure. I became the owner. I'm not the technical person, can't set a car up. But it's picking people, and here's what I found, Ron. They're exactly the same, the two sports. If you pick the right people, put them on your team, ask them to sacrifice their individual goals for the goals of the team. It's teamwork. I got to tell you, both of them wind up being exactly the same. And there's so many things about racing that's just like football.
Yeah.
And so I've been fortunate to be in those two.
Yeah.
But my deal is pick the right people and get out of the way.
Well, you've done this, that in both sports, too, I might add. The only difference, I think, Joe, is that in football you make a ton of money. In NASCAR, you spend a ton of money.
Well, I think that's maybe a good point. Okay, you make a good point there. What is the story? If you want to be a millionaire, start with $10 million.
Right.
You're going to go into racing. I got to tell you, Ron, you make a good point. My biggest thrill the first of every month is trying to pay the bills.
Right.
So now I'm responsible.
Boy, and you got some bills to pay, too. Okay.
You can't buy memories.
No. Joe, I'm not much of a mechanic, and I've had classic cars in my collection and a couple of boats that had automobile engines in them, you know, the cruisers. And I say this sincerely, not just because you're on the air with me, but I did buy, and I have, tools. But I was always ribbed about the fact they never got dirty. You know, I just didn't want to get my hands dirty. Consequently, the tools never got dirty. But everybody always complimented me because they said, you, for having no mechanical ability, really have the Rolls Royce of tools.
And I can remember, you know, growing up in the stories and everything I was involved with, that was one thing that I had a lot of pride in. You know, if you go right here in our race shop,
yes.
You know, we got 50 mechanics downstairs. Their pride and joy is what? Their tools.
Right.
You better not touch anything down there. And so we have that in our background. I know that part of my history, and I'll always remember it.
It's like a Stradivarius is to a violinist, the tool is to a mechanic.
Anything, for instance, mine was around hot rods and drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have those, just like you, Rod. Probably the most important thing is to get a garage full of tools.
Yeah.
I think for you and me, I would love to have that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it would be like a showcase in my garage, you know, have all these tools. Joe, Kyle Busch, a remarkable talent. But very controversial. We've had him on the show several times. How do you control Kyle's temper, and is it good or bad for the sport?
You don't control it. That's the answer.
That's a fair answer.
Here's the deal about Kyle. If you get him away from the racetrack, he's funny, he's bright, he's got a quick wit, you can joke with him. I think everybody really likes him. The problem is, if you get him at the racetrack and something bad happens, you know, on that weekend for him, he's so competitive that I think his emotions show immediately.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, too. So many people walk in our race shop. They got Kyle Busch. They got M&M's. His shirt, they're completely decked out. When he wins, as much as he wins, there's going to be a lot of them. They're going to show their emotions in the stands. But there's also going to be a lot of people cheering for him.
Yeah, he didn't really make a lot of friends a couple of weeks ago when he bumped out
Kyle Larson.
And then he made the comment, well, if you don't like this kind of racing, don't watch. I thought, boy, that's not what you want to hear, but they use it for a promo now. Another question, John. When is Chrysler going to get in the ball game? Here's a company that back in the 60s and 70s were very prevalent in NASCAR racing. They are known even today as the muscle car. Where are they? I realize that in the late 70s they had problems with bankruptcy issues, but where are they? I mean, how do you brag about the Hemi and not go out there and be part of racing?
Well, certainly that's a background for Chrysler Dodge, and we would love to have them in the sport. There's been some rumors about that, but I think you're right. They're a part of most people's history.
Right.
And certainly it would be great for them to be back in the sport.
When do you think it will? Do you think in the next couple of years, Joe?
I don't know. I just know that the opportunity is there for other manufacturers. And we got Chevy, Ford, and Toyota. I think that's one of the great things about our sport. You know, think about it. You got the manufacturers compete, Ford against Chevy, against Toyota. Then you got the race teams compete. It's Rick Hendrick, it's Penske, is us, and then you got the drivers compete. And I think that's the excitement about our sport.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Everybody's kind of, some people are manufacturers, some people are the race teams, and some people are going to be the drivers.
Yeah.
We always see those little decals on the windows where it's somebody maybe doing something to a Ford, if you know what I'm talking
about.
Sure,
absolutely. Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Yeah, I love it, too. And my wife loves it, too. We're fanatical. You are a great guest. Say that very sincerely, not just because you're on the show with us, because you are such an incentive to the world of sports and in life general. You have such a great attitude and a very down-to-earth work ethic. I think that's great. I truly do. I'm not saying that because you're on the air with us. Please join us again. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Ron. I enjoyed it, and I sure will.
Okay, Joe. Good luck to you this season, okay, my friend?
You bet.
Okay, Coach.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Joe Gibbs has been our guest. He's a remarkable guy. Have two successful careers in two major sporting events. I really don't know of anybody who has done that. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
been with us in the past. I really enjoy his work, and he's a great guest, and he did a great job the last time we chatted with him. Quite a guy. He makes a mark when he walks into the room. His new book is out right now. It's in my chubby little hands in hardcover. Joining us right now is Ben Gillette. Hey, Ben, how you doing, my friend?
Never better, boss. How you been?
Well, it's good to have you back here, and I meant what I said. I got the book, and I was going to just, like, you know, read a few pages. Well, I want to tell you something. I went through the whole book in one evening and then started rereading some parts again. You did a heck of a job with this.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. Thanks a lot.
You get pretty emotional in this book. I mean, there are some chapters in there where you see a side of Penn Jillette that, frankly, I've never seen before, and I don't think the general public has.
Well, you know, I wanted to try to be as honest as I could in this book and cover stuff that that really matters to me. And it was difficult, and I'm glad that that people are understanding. You know, I try to make it funny in a lot of places and make some intellectual points, but I also try here and there to tell the truth. I mean, I talk a lot about my children and about my parents and about family, and it's very, very important to me.
And you bring up some really valid points. It's almost like a lesson in philosophy, if you will, because we look at holidays as being grandeur, and really, you basically say every day is a gifted holiday. Why should we celebrate them on specific dates?
Well, you know, holiday means holy day, and holy means exalted. And I think that every day should be exalted. I mean, life and love and family and friends and art and on and on and on are just so glorious and so wondrous. And I sometimes worry that people who are so afraid of death are, while they fear death, are missing life. I mean, the world is going by us at a zillion miles an hour, and to try to take in just some of the joy is almost impossible. And that's really my point, is that I can't think of anything more exalted and more beautiful than every day of life.
I really urge everybody to read this book, because he has a valid point here, and one that you really brought to light when I was reading it. And that's the point where, you know, some people say, boy, I can't wait till this week is done. I can't wait till spring. I can't wait till school is out. I can't wait for something that's ahead of time. While today they're having a miserable time. This is a lousy day and a lousy day, but I can't wait till next Tuesday, you know? And that's basically what you're saying.
Yes, very, very much so. And I also, you know, one of the things that helped me be so honest in this book is people's reaction to my talking honestly and frankly and the way I feel about that. What I discovered writing my last book and also doing shows like Penn and Teller's on Showtime is I found that American religious people, I can't speak to the world, but American religious people really do believe in the marketplace of ideas. They really do believe in kindness. Almost all the letters that I got, almost all the information that I got from people disagreeing with me, started out with, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you talking about this. I appreciate you thinking about this. And here's where I disagree. It's really amazing, I guess, at 57 years old to understand that we Americans really do believe in the marketplace of ideas and really do believe in different ideas coming out and playing around with those and talking about them publicly. And we really do have a sense of individualism that is really respected. And that gave me the support to be able to write even more honestly in this book.
And, you know, my father used to tell me, he said, you know, Dad, why don't you go to church every Sunday? And he'd say, well, he says, you know, I and this wasn't an excuse. This man really believed this, all right? He said, first of all, I see all these people in church that I see in the workplace all week long, and I know what they're like, and they shouldn't be sitting in that pew. Secondly, he says, if you go to the parking lot and you try and get out of the parking lot, nobody lets you out of the line. These are the same people that were just in there, you know? So, I mean, there is a certain degree of truth to that. I really believe that. You talk about coming from a very blue-collar family. Your dad was a jail guard. And you were watching television one night, and you saw The Who. Great group, okay? And they had a tendency of busting up their instruments. And here you are trying to save every nickel and dime. You're practicing the drums on a pad on the kitchen table with a couple of old beat-up drumsticks. And they're breaking up drums on set. And you're thinking to yourself, how could they do that? How could they throw away fame and fortune when I'm working so hard just to get a used drum set?
Yes, and my parents, you know, my parents were older. My parents were 45 when I was born. So when I was watching The Who, they were, you know, they were 60. 60, you know. And they didn't get it at all. We all sat there kind of going, this is an awful situation. And then it just hit me, you know, as they say in Apocalypse Now, like a diamond bullet in the forehead. And I kind of understood that maybe the money was not as important as the emotion and the art and the power. When I did Celebrity Apprentice, I brought on the Blue Man Group. And they filled, you know, we were doing a money-raising task,
yeah,
charity, and they filled this balloon with $15,000 in cash and then blew it up with a leaf blower and just blew it up over a park in New York. And we had to run out and, you know, and gather the money together. And in the boardroom with Donald Trump, he was trying to understand how my friends could take money so lightly and want to use it as a spectacle. And as I say in the book, trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money is like trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money. it was looking at him like, you know, like a puppy watching television. He just, I love that. You know, I love that maybe there was some kid with his parents watching TV and, and struggling and seeing the Blue Man Group blow up that money just for the glory of it,
yeah,
would have some sort of understanding of what art can be.
Wow. You know, I mentioned in the introduction, when you walk into a room, you have a presence that absolutely is unequaled. A magician, an actor, and very good author who penned several books, including some with his partner, Teller. But you had me choked up, Ben. I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. When you started to talk about the days that your parents missed your family, it was more important to go on the Letterman show because you got married late in life. And you know, you cry because it's a combination of crying sometimes for sadness, crying sometimes for happiness, but you really felt bad. And I related to that because my father never saw my wife and never saw my children. My mother thankfully did. But I related to that, but it puts you in a scenario that I don't think people ever saw you in before.
Well, you know, it's really a powerful thing. And you said, you know, not really knowing what crying means. When I was younger, you know, I knew why I was crying all the time. But as I've gotten older and I cry more, and I always think of that, which I end the book with, a Bob Dylan quote,
yeah,
"It frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be." When I think about my mom and dad not getting a chance to meet my wife and my children, and it makes me cry, one of the beautiful things about life is I no longer know whether I'm crying with joy or with sadness. I cannot tell the difference. There's certainly the joy of all the love I had for my parents and all the love I have for my children. That is pure joy, and there is the sadness that won't go on forever and that they didn't get a chance to meet. And those two things together, the joy and the sadness, bring this huge emotion that is to me kind of the joy of life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, so well put, too. Of course, Penn Jillette is at Las Vegas. I love your house. They got a beautiful home. You know, that's a really fancy deal there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's it looks from the outside like a prison and from the inside like paradise.
Nah,
so,
great.
My children seem to like it.
Well, your children are of the age, Penn, to enjoy Universal Studios. Can I extend an invitation for you and your wife and your two children to come down and visit us one day down here? We'd love to have you.
We just love it. You know, we had, Penn and Teller had for the Halloween celebration at Universal, we had a house there. We had Penn and Teller nuke Las Vegas. We were down there working on that. I even know what your studio looks like.
Oh.
I've been by there. So I'm a big fan of Universal, and we loved working with them. You know, one of our best experiences working with anyone was working with Universal. They just know how to put together a great, great show down there and a great, great, houses and attractions. It's fabulous.
So I concur with you 100%. But do me a favor. Next time you do that, let me know, okay?
I certainly will. Okay. We're going to do that.
Hey, Penn.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. It's brand new. It's in hardcover right now. It's the work of our friend Penn Jillette. And, Penn, keep up the great work. I'll tell you something. You and your family and your two children and all of your success in the entertainment business has been worth all the work that you put into it, and I know that's massive.
Well, thank Thank you so much. It's always a joy, Ron. Thank you. I love coming on. I always look forward to it.
And, of course, they have a new show, Penn and Teller, that's on the CW called Fool Us. I love that show because it really goes to show how fantastic these two guys are. Magicians come on, and if they actually fool Penn and Teller, then they are the big winner. But, boy, it is tough to fool those two. Fool Us on the CW Penn and Teller. But stick around because we're just getting started. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. A very timely message that we've got for you today because it's about traveling and getting the right goods and services to your door because of the unsung heroes, our truck drivers. And joining us right now is the transportation and logistics expert and the chief relationship officer at truckstop.com, Brent Hutto. Hi, Brent. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Man, Ron, it's fantastic to be on. I appreciate you having us on today, and I want to thank you for actually pronouncing my last name perfectly.
I think the toughest thing to do is to get a name wrong. Tell us about the logistics of transportation.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for saying it so genuinely. National Logistics Day was brought about really to recognize the incredible amount of effort that goes into the delivering of all the goods that come to our doorsteps and come to our grocery stores and make this experience of our life what it is. And if you think about it, there's over 4 million trucks on the road, and everything that we get typically hits a truck before it gets to where we're going to go buy it or have it delivered to us. And it's an amazing thing when you think about this marketplace of 4 million trucks. There's a million trucking and logistics companies. There's 8 million people that are involved in a trucking or trucking-related job. It's a massive amount of things that go into just the idea that we can go buy milk at the grocery store. So really, we appreciate all the players that really dedicate their lives to helping us have a better life.
I am of the opinion that a lot of people don't realize what it takes to get things that they take for granted. I mean, small things like, you know, turn on a faucet and you got water. That's not as easy as it is. And when people go and they go into a store and they buy something and they get upset because it's going to take a while to get it and so on and so forth, I look at some of the shows that I see on TV where overnight there's so much, as you say, logistics as getting a product from place A to place B. It's unbelievable, and it's a nightmare. And now with technology the way it is, I'm sure it helps on your side of the fence. But without that technology, I mean, it had to be even tougher.
Oh, well, that's a great question to ask, an analogy to me. Yeah, was it tough? Heck yeah, it was tough. Everybody sees the truck on the road. Everybody sees the big truck going down the highway. You can't miss them. They don't realize, as I mentioned before, there's 8 million people involved in this, and that the idea that, yes, that truck goes down the road, but there's an entire army, an ecosphere of people that make the goods, that get them to the warehouse, that go to get them loaded onto a truck, and that's warehouse people, dock people, brokerage companies. You can just imagine how many people are in this market. And, Ron, since before the Internet, it's been a completely manual process, and over the last 25 years, technology has begun to make it more efficient. That's why we haven't had to have a tremendous amount more trucks to be able to get goods to the market, because even with the American population growing. But technology in the last decade has been crazy in helping efficiency in the marketplace. And that's where truckstop.com fits the bill, where we're connecting those participants that need information to find freight, to be able to put freight in an empty truck, to be able to get it efficiently as possible and as many times as possible to the right place at the right time.
I am in awe of truck drivers. I always have as a little boy, too.
Oh, me too.
It's actually the fact that I want to sit there in that 18-wheeler with the bunk in the back. I don't know. I got this passion for this. Aside from that, I think to myself how many hours they are on the road and away from family and friends. And, you know, and a lot of the time, and correct me if I'm incorrect, is that sometimes when they're not driving, they're not getting paid. I mean, the only times that they're really being compensated if they're rolling that thing down the road. And it's a tough job. Anybody who's driven a car anywhere knows any length of time it's tough on the highways. When we talk about the problems that we have with the goods keep moving, keeping the store shelves, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the news. Where is that problem? I mean, where does it stem from? I'm of the belief that if the goods are ready to go, the drivers are ready to take them there, there's something before that is getting cogged up in the wheel.
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron, in this. The challenge is, like, for instance, because the pandemic really brought most all this out. It exposed a lot of things. And what happened was, it wasn't the goods being manufactured the problem. It was a change in the behavior of purchasing. In other words, we changed our lifestyles as consumers, all 337 million people in America. We changed our behavior of purchasing. Now, yes, there were some rushes to buy things and buy more things than we needed, which created a shortage in some areas. But whenever you change the process, the supply chain and logistics are a giant connected ecosphere that doesn't change quickly. Now, things can be moved quickly, but they can't necessarily change quickly. So that's why technology is so important in being able to get visibility into this and understand what things need to change where. But the challenge was really, it wasn't on the manufacturing end, Ron. It was on the behavioral end of purchasing, because when that changes, then the manufacturing has changed. I'll give you, for instance, the toilet paper. It wasn't that we had a shortage of toilet paper. It was we had a shortage of toilet paper that was in the right size that people wanted to buy. Mm-hmm. So you've got a tremendous amount of toilet paper that's industrial sizes, these giant rolls you see at the, you know, when you go to a truck stop or you go to a rest area or something like that. Well, people need them in small rolls for their homes. So that change in that process is what creates a shortage in the stores. So that's the idea of you know, really thinking about and helping the American citizen recognize national logistics.
Is there continuing to be a shortage of drivers?
In a sense, yes, there are. We have more of a shortage of the right trucks in the right location to be able to move the freight. So because freight is, there's half a million companies and a million, you know, well there's over a million companies that are connected to trucking. So those companies are not connected in a giant, like, you know, where you go to Expedia and you get all the flights on one, you know, opportunities on one page. And so that doesn't happen in this market. So because of the lack of visibility into all that connectedness, it creates a truck driver shortage because of the way in which we want our goods brought to us. So yes, in a sense there is. There's a sense that there's maybe 75, 100,000 truck drivers short. But freight still moves. It doesn't mean freight sits on the dock. It means it may not get there the next day. It may be 2 days.
Yeah.
So there is a sense of that.
What is the connection between logistics and national insurance?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. The connection is... You can't drive a truck without insurance. So there's a big connection there. You don't want companies to. It's required by the federal government for, if you're going to run a logistics company or a business operation inside of the transportation industry, trucking, and I'll say that commonly, you've got to have insurance. So there's a giant connection, and that's part of the proving that you're a legitimate business. And so we at TruckStop do a lot with the technology into making sure that there's visibility into those requirements. And that's another thing, Ron, that kind of goes back to the whole idea of us launching that partner marketplace, is providing an opportunity for all these small business players that are inside, because most of trucking is very small business. And is providing an opportunity for them to find and review insurance, fuel, accounting, maintenance, repair, all those things in one trusted, vetted location.
Now, for more information, we can visit, is it truckstop.com that we can go to them for more information?
Yes, sir. For 26 years, we've been a technology company when technology just kind of started in the marketplace.
Sounds good. Our guest has been our friend Brett Hutto. And, Brett, thank you so much for joining us. Fascinating stuff. I love talking about trucks.
Well, we do too, and thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it, Ron.
Boy, a lot of important information. The truckers are our unsung heroes on the highways 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. There are no holidays when it comes to trucking. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
That wraps up hour number one of our show, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, Coach Joe Gibbs from the NASCAR circuit, also Penn Jillette and Brent Hutto. Next hour, we're going to be joined by a former FBI agent who spent many years right next to J. Edgar Hoover, and he's written a book called The Director. It is absolutely fascinating. Then later on in the hour, from the Meekum Auto Auctions, the professor, the man that knows all about the cars at the auction, and its commentator, our friend John Kramer. And then Joanna Templin will be here talking about how to stay organized in life. I love that idea. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today.